Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. We have a big show for you with lots of news and commentary from the end of the Major League Soccer season to international soccer and our U.S. Women's National Team in action this week. And our special guest tonight is from the U.S. Women's National Team, a member of our NWSL champion Western New York Flash, Abby Dahl-Kemper, the Defender of the Year for the Flash, played every minute of every match this season. She will be with us at 7 o'clock, an interview I taped earlier today from Utah, where they are training to take on Switzerland this coming Wednesday. We'll also set up the final weekend of the MLS season and all the playoff situation with Michael Lewis and talk international soccer with Dick Howard. Some big news up in Canada, some big controversy involving former Rhino Mauro Biello and Didier Drogba. We're going to talk about that with Dick, but let's bring in Joe Sirianni, our host. Joe, it's another wild and woolly week of soccer.
Well, certainly soccer is in the headline of Europe and Canada and the United States with positive approach and negative approach. I mean, everybody's viewing as vying for a position in the playoff. Canada, it's in an uproar, and especially in Montreal. Lots of rumor in the international arena. In Europe and especially in Italy that I follow very close, games and won by penalty kicks, sometimes two penalty kicks, and you know how we feel about the penalty kicks. But in any event, it's I miss the women game in Rochester. Going to the game, I missed the Rhinos game in Rochester, and I can't wait for the new season to start. And here we are. We haven't even seen snow yet. So
don't even say that word. That word is taboo. It's going to be zero snow this year. It's going to be 70 degrees every day.
I hope
so.
Yeah,
right. I don't think so, but we can only hope. But anyway, we want to thank our good friends and our sponsors, of course, for helping us out with the show. If you want to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, you can contact the radio station, 346-3000. Ask for our engineer, Bob D'Angelo, during regular business hours. You can call Joe Sirianni, the host of the show, and he'll definitely give you all the benefits and the good things that happen when you be a part of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. 414-5122.
Certainly, you know, we appreciate, you know, the past sponsor, the present sponsors, and certainly we appreciate Dr. Olivo, and you know, because he's been faithful sponsor of our show. I'm a faithful patient of his. He does tremendous work in my mouth and in my teeth, and he makes me look good. So
that's good.
You know, I owe him a lot because I could be looking terrible right now if he didn't interfere.
That's right. So. We want to thank our friends over at the USL for all the help they did. And of course, the Rochester Rhinos this past season. You want to get Rhino season tickets for 2017, you can call 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. The USL Championship will take place this Sunday from Red Bull Arena. You can watch the match live on ESPNU on national television and also be broadcasted live and simulcast on Sirius XM, 8 p.m. kickoff as the New York Red Bulls 2 take on Swope Park Rangers, the farm team of the Sporting Kansas City side of Major League Soccer. So it'll be an MLS reserve team, or MLS 2 team will be the champion this year. Red Bulls 2 beat Louisville in penalties, another penalty kick shootout. What a match that was, is the match was finished with 10-9. And so there was a lot of animosity in that one. So Red Bulls 2 look to do the double just like the Rhinos did last year, win the league and the playoffs. Swope Park defeated the Vancouver Whitecaps 2-3 to qualify out of the Western Conference. A big surprise there. So again, that's on Sunday, 8 p.m. You watch the championship of the league the Rhinos play in.
It's funny that we never heard of that, of the team that's going to the final.
Well, that's because they're in the West. It's their first year, and they're going to the final.
That's a big accomplishment
for them. Yeah. And, of course, Red Bulls, too, had a great year. They just barely
met
the Rhinos in the penalties. Of course, we don't want to go over that again. That was very painful. But certainly you got to give them a lot of credit and give Swope Park Rangers a lot of credit as well. So that'll be coming up this Sunday. Let's take a break. If you want.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to add that soccer is a magnificent game where, you know, a Cinderella team always has the possibility to excel.
That's right.
Just like we're doing right now.
And if you want to see soccer locally, the high school teams are starting sectionals this week. So go out and support your favorite high school. And, of course, the collegiate game's happening as well. So lots of local soccer you can watch and take advantage of. Cheer on the young players as they look for glory in their own leagues and their own.
We got to give kudos to our friend Scopello on MCC. He's assembling a great team.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll talk international soccer with Dick Howard on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016, to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress. The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2016 at Rochester Rhino Stadium and for the last 21 years. Season ticket packages for the 2017 Rochester Rhinos are now on sale. Become a season ticket holder and take advantage of the Genesee Brewhouse Beer Garden, the new Bourbon Bar, and great concession stands like Zweigel's Nation and the Royal Rhino. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to hear about exciting early bird special offers. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. The interactive website is davidolivodmd.com, or you can call the office for an appointment or consultation, 328-3382. Saw Dr. Olivo today. He took care of one of my fillings. I didn't even need Novocaine. Didn't hurt a bit. That's
you're a courageous guy.
You don't need to be courageous, Dr. Olivo. It's how good he is as a dentist, and we highly recommend him here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Dick, I tell you, the soccer world is focused on Montreal today. There's news about all over the world about what happened in the derby yesterday, or actually what didn't happen, Dick, as a certain player named Didier Drogba did not make the team. And boy, Joe and I were talking about this. This is incredible. I can't believe this is happening.
We've not heard a lot of this. It's such a great rivalry. It's Montreal and Toronto. It's almost like the Rochester-Montreal rivalry over the years. And certainly in a game, a key game like this, you want to have your top players. But Mauro Biello opted not to start Didier Drogba. He didn't want to sit on the bench. Left the stadium, and that was it. Game over. So the 38-year-old bloodied his copybook. And when you realize, guys, he's scored 10 goals in 21 games this season, he's going to be useful for the Montreal team if they were to get in the playoffs. But they got into the playoffs. What's going to happen? Who knows? It's an interesting situation for Joey Saputo to sort out.
Yeah, that's it. We didn't mention Joey Saputo, Joe. Yeah. It was like, he's the guy in charge. I mean, is he going to side with Mauro Biello, or is he going to side with Drogba?
I would think he would side with Mauro Biello.
I agree with you, Joe. You know, Drogba has been on the bench for two of the last four games. So, you know, whether it was his ego was involved, who knows. But I certainly back Mauro Biello for his decision. And it's true, you know. They got through now, and they're in the playoffs.
You know, I'm pretty sure that Mauro Biello's got his house in order, because he must have consulted with his boss and to make their move. There's big money involved. It isn't just an ordinary player that you bench. But then again, you know, that's for the good of the team. At the end of the day, we have to look at the word team. Not
exactly.
Just
together,
one
everyone achieves more is what I say, T-E-A-M. And it's certainly the case. And you both know Mauro Biello as a player with Rochester, you know, and doing an excellent job as a coach. And I hope that Joey Saputo will back him in this situation. I think he has to.
Well, what is your opinion about that? Dick? I mean, what would the ego get in the way of...
Let's just throw this other thing out, Joe. There's a rumor flying around right now that Drogba may be transferred to Napoli. And so if that's the case, you wonder if Drogba is just saying, you know what, I'm not going to get injured, I'm not going to get hurt, I want to go back to Serie A and play in Italy and make big money. I don't know if that's why. But
he's 38 years of age, Andrew. You know, he's not a youngster anymore.
That's what happened. They lost to Roma at home 3-1.
Yeah, but he's not going to be the salvation for Napoli. Napoli needs another Higuain. That's what he needs.
Well, that's
where the problem is.
But you know, when you have Ignacio Piatti, who was the best player on the Impact by far, he was incredible.
Got a great goal and got a PK as well. He's been outstanding for them.
He is.
Giovinco had a quiet return after being out with injuries, but hopefully we'll get back into the swing of things. They play their final game against Chicago this coming weekend, and they're already to the playoffs, and I think finishing the top two, they get a bye, and until the semis, I think it is. So it's a home field advantage, which is good.
This is a big story. We'll see how this works out. I mean, again, you know, we know Mauro very well, and he's done an incredible job. And this is his team. I mean, he is Montreal Impact. He's been there for 25 years. He's been part of the 1 year with the Rhinos.
There is another point that we should look at it, and Dick is it's really an expert, and that's why I want to ask him. He's been a player. He's been benched sometime.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? I mean, you know, what was your take, or what should it be the take of a player that, you know, if he's benched and the coach wants him, you know, doesn't feel that he's ready for the game and he benches him, all of a sudden you say, I'm leaving.
It's the team, Joe. You've got a situation with Manchester United with the player by the name of Rooney, who has started off on the bench today in a big game. You know, Liverpool, Manchester United, and he was there on the bench, ready for action, and in fact came in late in the game. And you've got to realise that it's a team game, and I think you mentioned that earlier. And Didier Drogba, I was very disappointed. I greatest regard for Drogba, what he's done for football over the years for his country and for the clubs he's played for. But say this was something certainly seemed to be out of character to my mind.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, obviously, but
exactly.
Dick, I'm a huge fan of Drogba for all he did. Thanks to him, Chelsea won the European Championship a few years ago, thanks to his play, and I'm a big, big fan of his, but that was uncalled for. So we'll see how it works out. Obviously, this is the last weekend of the MLS season coming up. Montreal, Toronto, both in the playoffs, and we'll see how that works out. But you mentioned Liverpool, Man U, a pretty disappointing match, as many people are saying. Ibrahimovic did pretty much nothing. I mean, pretty much nothing happened. It was a 0-0 tie, and not a lot of great soccer played today.
No, great atmosphere, though, wasn't it, for, you know, with the anthem before the game. But, it was certainly a defensive battle. It was great defending. Fabulous goalkeeping by De Gea. You know, that second save that he made from Coutinho was technically perfect. You know, that kind of shot, a lot of goalkeepers are not able to get to. They go for it with the wrong hand, to be quite honest, and we've talked about this, and he deflected it with the top hand. Magnificent save, and if you wanted to coach young goalkeepers, that's how you save shots to the top corners. Magnificent save, and obviously very key in a game that was scoreless.
You know, Dick, there's a question that I want you to answer again. And I was having a conversation with my daughter because we were watching the games on TV. And the goalkeeper, she said, Dad, she said, how come the goalkeeper don't get hurt? Because you dive, you land on your side, you land on your stomach, you land all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the tenacity and the skill to know how to fall. Tell us, you know, just because I said I would ask you, give us your take on this.
Yeah, well, you cushion the sage, you know, you absorb it with the side, whether it's the whichever side you're going to, you make sure that you don't expose yourself and turn onto your stomach or your back. You land on your side and absorb the cost of it that way. But one thing I want to mention, guys, before I forget, and it's something that, again, behind the scenes, Anthony Taylor, who refereed the game today between Liverpool and Manchester United, is based, he lives in the Manchester area, and there's all kinds of things prior to the game of why select him, he's going to be biased and so on. And I thought he did an outstanding job at the game today. He gave cards when they needed to be given, and he and his fellow officials did an excellent job. But that was something that was behind the scenes being mentioned as, he's going to be biased. But no, it was not the case.
And it's good. We should always call out the referees if they do a good job. So kudos to him. And got to mention, Dick, your side, Everton, that was a big point against Manchester City away from home. So I was happy with
unbelievable
the result.
Unbelievable game, wasn't it? What about Martin Stecklenburg? You know, fantastic. To save two penalty kicks in a game, it takes some doing. I think there's eight other goalkeepers have done it. But two fabulous saves. And he just had one of those games where he was... in the zone, so to speak. He didn't seem as though he would ever get beaten. He did eventually, of course, get beaten by a header, but he was outstanding in the game, and it was a great result for Everton, who defended in depth and did exceptionally job. Got a good result, thanks to Lukaku getting a goal that put them ahead, and then the equaliser.
So Everton stands in sixth right now in the Premiership. Chelsea right above them in fifth after their win over Leicester, who are... they're struggling away from home, Dick. Three goals, 4-13 against, no wins, no ties, 4 losses. And they're down in 13th place. I think the Cinderella, the slipper, has broken, I think, on Leicester this season.
It's tough, isn't it? You know, we've talked about the challenges in England and the teams. And as you say, with a Leicester City situation, good result for Chelsea, by the way.
Definitely.
Great celebration by Victor Moses, wasn't it, after scoring his goal?
Nice
and ironic
see,
that N'Golo Kante, who played for Leicester City last year, was one of the players of the game for his new club, Chelsea.
Do you think that he's going to get fired, Antonio Conte?
Conte's not going to get fired, Joe. Why would Conte get fired? Ranieri,
that's what they
said.
He
handled it very well last week in a press conference. You know, he's smiling when he's talking about it, and no, you've got to give a coach of his caliber, a season or two to get adjusted. But he'll be fine, right, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have no concerns as a Chelsea supporter?
They're fifth place right now, 3 points out of first. Big match on Sunday against Manchester United at home. I'm looking forward to a resounding victory over the Red Devils.
The return of Jose Mourinho.
Coach Mourinho. Big one.
There's going to be another one, actually, another return. Pep Guardiola visits his old stomping ground of the Camp Nou with Manchester City playing Barcelona.
What a match that's going to be.
That's going to be some
Wednesday
game, isn't it?
Fox Sports 1, 2:45. That's definitely the match of the week for the UEFA Champions League. Two powerhouses from Spain and England. And, of course, Joe, in Italy, everybody doing very well. 5 points up. They get a big match, though, on Saturday against Milano. And that's going to be a tough one. And they also play during the midweek in the Champions League against Olympique Lyonnais of France.
Well, there's, you know, Juventus got a lot of problem right now. But they got the players to fill in. Of course, you know, the midfield is their weakest thing right now. They don't have Marquisa, they don't have Pogba, and a couple other guys that are injured. They don't have Chiellini, that there's a question mark. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough against Milano, but it's going to be tough against for the Champions League game.
A lot of big matches coming up, Dick, and of course, like I said, the end of the MLS season, and we'll have a lot to talk about on next week's show as well, as we always do.
Certainly will. It's going to be interesting. I think it's really competitive for playoffs this year. Looking forward to it.
Well, Dick, thanks as always for being on the show with us, and we'll talk to you again next week as we get ready for the MLS playoffs.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Okay, my friend, Mr. Zero.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from Toronto. You can hear Dick every week on our show talking international soccer. We have a special announcement for everybody coming up next, so stay tuned to hear Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
I'm Charles Schiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back to Soccer. It's a kick in the grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And we want to just make a quick announcement here. We're very happy to announce that our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, and his family dentistry practice is going to be our title sponsor for 2017 as well. So we thank Dr. Olivo and his entire practice, all the people there, for all of their great support of not only our show, but of the WYSL. They're going to be hearing their commercials on WYSL and then during the day as well. So be sure again to support Dr. Olivo. If you need a new dentist and you wanted to change, definitely give Dr. Levo a call, 328-3382.
Let me just add briefly that you can find any gentle hands than Dr. Levo when he works in your mouth. So
I can attest to that.
Yeah, so Andrew doesn't take no Novocaine, so you got to say that the guy is very, very good to fill all your cavities and all the kind of thing that he does every day. So welcome back, Dr. Olivo. Not welcome back. Thank you for supporting us and supporting Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Absolutely. When we come back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we will hear from NWSL champion Abby Dalkemper of the Western New York Flash on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
In the dark, even
sports leader.
You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
I am Charles Schiano, Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016 to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The 2016 NWSL champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to their historic title run this past season. 2017 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Reserve your seats for all 10 Flash home matches and receive exclusive perks for being one of our most dedicated fans. Come cheer the Flash as they look to repeat as NWSL champions. Call 271-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Back to soccer. Here to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And earlier this afternoon, I had the chance to speak with one of the champions of the Western New York Flash, the Defender of the Year, and now in the U.S. National Team camp, hoping to get her first cap with the national team this Wednesday against Switzerland from Rio Tinto Stadium in Utah. We interviewed Abby Dahlkemper, and let's go to that interview right now. And we're happy to have with us a member of the 2016 NWSL champion Western New York Flash, the Flash's Defender of the Year, who is now in her first stint with the U.S. Women's National Team, training right now in the beautiful state of Utah, preparing for this Wednesday night's match against the Switzerland National Team. We're joined by Abby Dahlkemper. Abby's appearance brought to you by the Flash. You can get your 2017 season tickets by calling 271-KICK. Are going to WNYFlash.com. Abby, welcome to the show, and congratulations on both the NWSL championship and your first call-up to the U.S. Women's National Team.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, and thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you back. It's been a while since we've had you on. We're glad to have you on tonight, and it's been a week now since the Flash's championship victory in the match against the Washington Spirit down in Houston, and you've had a chance to, I'm sure, reflect on the match itself and what it meant to win a championship. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing season all around, and just such a special group the Flash was, and it still seems like unreal that that had all happened, and it's already been a week since that happened. But, I mean, a lot of credit goes to Paul Riley. He was fantastic with us coming in his first year with us and not really having that big of a name of players. And but he really cultivated a really good team culture on and off the field. And we were all so close, and I think that that definitely has helped us or definitely helped us to winning the championship game. And throughout the season, he always talks about just embracing the process and the journey, and just taking it one step at a time, and doing the things that we had control over. And I mean, it worked out in the end. But I mean, again, it was just an unforgettable season and amazing, and it feels so awesome to be able to experience that in my career.
What was it like for you? Seeing the fans at the airport and getting all those interviews after the fact of winning the championship.
Yeah, no, it was really special, and I know the Western New York region was really proud of us, and again, just coming into it with a 4 seed and just believing in what we had control over and believing in the process. It was amazing, and the support. Just, I mean, throughout the fans, family and friends, and everything was awesome. And like you said, I mean, there was a lot of media present for the championship weekend and after and stuff. So I think that was great to just keep recognition with women's soccer and the Western New York Flash in particular. And it's just awesome.
One of the things I know that's tough when you have a club team like the Flash and any club team is that you have to say goodbye, because this week was the last week of the Flash. You guys will reconvene next year. But what was it like for you to say goodbye to some of the folks that you played with for the entire season? You played every minute of every game, so you certainly got to play alongside a group of tremendous ladies who brought us a championship.
Yeah, no, it was like you said, it was very hard, and we'd been together for 7 months and went on this journey together. And I think we, like Paul was saying, we're bonded for life, and that was just such an amazing experience that it was very sad, like, to have it all end. But it was so happy at the same time, because we were able to write the last chapter, the last line in our book, so to say, in that journey. And it was incredible, and such a special group of girls. And like I said, I think just like the cultivation of the whole team coming together and being so close on and off the field really helped us in that run and to the championship.
I said, Abby, we're all very proud of you. It was a tremendous accomplishment for this team that nobody picked at the beginning of the season to win a title. And except you guys probably knew it in your hearts that you had a chance to win a championship. And it's a great, great accomplishment. We're all very proud of you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we're with Abby Dalkemper of the Western New York Flash and our U.S. Women's National Team. The women are taking on Switzerland coming up this Wednesday. It's a 9 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. You can watch the match on ESPN2. And then you can watch also the national team in action on Sunday, as once again they'll take on Switzerland from the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That'll be on Fox Sports 1, kicking off around 1:45 to 2 o'clock, depending how things go in Minnesota. Before we go on, I also want to thank Aaron Heifetz, the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team, for setting up this interview. So, Abby, you have been the captain of the under-17 U.S. National Team, but this is your first call-up to the senior team, and you're with 11 also new call-ups, so I've never had a cap for the senior team. What is this like for you as a first-time member potentially getting your first cap coming up in the next few days?
I mean, it's just an amazing experience, and I'm like so thankful for the opportunity to be able to be here. And I'm just like trying to absorb everything and trying to just learn from the best players in the world that are surrounding me, and just trying to remain positive and believing in myself. And it's just such a great opportunity, and I'm just, like, so thankful.
Well, it's good to have a couple of your teammates from the Flash, Sam Mewis and Lynn Williams, are with you. And I'm sure that is it's great to have a couple of your teammates with you in this big, important part of your professional career.
Yeah, no, it's awesome having some familiar faces around, and makes me feel much more comfortable. And I mean, it's been a great couple of days so far, and just looking forward to continuing on and learning from this camp and just enjoying the moment.
One of the things I wanted to ask you now, in the NWSL, you're competing very, very hard against the number of the people who are in the camp right now. Okay, look at Tobin Heath, obviously, and Lindsay Horan, and Emily Sonne, who played for the Portland Thorns, and, of course, Crystal Dunn, who scored a pair of goals for the Washington Spirit against the Flash in the championship game. How do you turn that around and become teammates with these players that you've competed so hard against in the league?
Yeah, I mean, we're all on the same team now, and we're in camp together. And I think, I mean, I know that I have a ton of respect for all those players, and they're amazing, and they're players that I am looking to learn from. And so, it's nice, and it's awesome to be able to share the pitch with them and play with them and learn. And it's only going to make me better, and going to allow me to grow and learn and develop as a player. So it's exciting, and I'm just really thankful.
Looking at the roster in the defensive part of the field, where I'm sure you're going to be playing, there isn't a lot of experience on this particular group of players. You have Becky Sauerbrunn and Kelly O'Hara are the two veterans, but the rest of the defenders are very new to the team, and maybe you had just, if any caps, maybe just a couple of caps. How does that fit in with the way the team is being molded and getting ready for the Switzerland matches coming up with a little bit more of an inexperienced back line?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and I mean, as a back line, you all have to be on the same page, and it's very much a unit. So, I mean, like you said, it's difficult with only two veterans on the team, but I mean, I know myself and the other 10 players that are new to the camp as well are just looking to really learn as much as much as we can, and I mean, it's quick couple of days, and then it's game time. So, I mean, really just trying to get to know each other and the tendencies on the field as quick as we can, and just communicating and being on the same page. And so, yeah.
How are things different in the camp between what you experienced with the Flash, with Paul Riley and Scott Vallow, the national team, and Jill Ellis? What's the differences and the similarities?
I mean, I just think that just this environment, I mean, the U.S. team is ranked so high in the world that it's one of the, I mean, best teams in the world. And I think that this is just like the NWSL, like, all-star team, and it's the best of the best. And so mistakes are more rare here. And I think it's consistency is valued a lot more here. And I mean, so it's just a whole nother level, and I mean, that's why they're the best in the world, is because they have just world-class players and at every position. And I mean, the player pool is so big in the U.S., and it's always competitive, and so it's just a different environment. But I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to learn and grow and just absorb as much as possible.
Well, this Wednesday you have Switzerland at Rio Tinto Stadium, the home of Real Salt Lake. I know you've seen the stadium before. You've been out to Utah when you were with the UCLA Bruins. But what is it going to be like for you to play in that facility? It's one of the nicest stadiums in all of U.S. soccer.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've actually never been in that stadium, but I know that there's a stadium training tomorrow, so we'll get to be able to check it out. But, I mean, again, I'm just really excited and thankful for the opportunity to be here. And, yeah.
We are very happy that you and Sam and Lynn are there representing the Western New York Flash, Abby. It's been a tremendous season watching all you guys perform on the field here in Rochester and across the NWSL. And we're looking forward to seeing you in a national team jersey. We're looking forward to seeing the first caps for yourself and Lynn and get Sam back on the field as well. She's already scored for the U.S., so I'm sure we'd love to see her score again. But, again, it's Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. Then Sunday from Minneapolis, 12:45 time. Again, check Fox Sports 1 for the exact time of kickoff. But, Abby, thank you so much for being with us on the show tonight. We'll certainly be watching, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the U.S. jersey.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Abby. And we want to thank Abby and Aaron Heifetz. By the way, Sunday's game is a 2 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on Fox Sports 1 from Minneapolis, U.S. against Switzerland. Wednesday, 9 p.m. kickoff on ESPN2. Once again, U.S. against Switzerland. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I'm Charles Schiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
On Sunday, November 6th, St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, will have their annual Christmas Bazaar from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The chapel will have its annual Christmas items to sell, and there will be many vendors selling their crafts as well. All are welcome to attend the bazaar.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Asini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Asini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Asini for Congress.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
the U.S. Soccer Report, brought to you tonight by Olindo's Cash and Carry, 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Number to call is 647-1985, or you can go to the website, and it's been updated recently, olindofoodservice.com. And we're very happy to have Olindo's back as a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And back glad to have Michael Lewis back with us. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing good, yes. It's dark outside, but it's warm inside.
Yeah, nice warm day today.
That's the important thing, warm inside.
Well, it's been quite a week for soccer in the New York area and MLS. And we talked earlier with Dick about the DDA Drogba situation, which is pretty crazy. But I just wanted, before we get to the Red Bulls and NYCFC, what is your take on Drogba?
Boy, it just seems, not the last word on this, but every time you think you've seen something happen or you've seen it all, something else happens, and you know, you just scratch your head on why. What is he thinking? I just don't understand that whole situation. You know, here we are down to the final week of the season, and you want to have all your weapons at your feet, literally. Maybe not in your hands, but at your feet, and. Yeah, he's a special player, and I just don't understand. I truly don't understand it.
Michael, from my perspective, I really, you know, nobody really knows what goes on in the locker room. But I think the Mauro Biello, it's is doing what is correct, because you can not let one person, even though it's a great player, but you cannot let one person ruin the team.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's talk about happier things. New York Red Bulls are, at all intents and purposes, have clinched the Eastern Conference. And there would have to be a gigantic swing of goal difference in order for NYCFC to catch them. They're 3 points behind and down by 13 goals in goal difference. So the big win yesterday from the Red Bulls, and Mr. Grella with a big goal in that match.
Yeah, Mike broke a 120-day personal scoring drought. I don't think I've ever encountered an attacking midfielder who went that long without a goal. Someone who had, I think, 9 or 10 goals last year and a pretty productive player this season up until June 19th when he had 2 goals against Seattle and then just went dry. And, of course, Bradley Wright Phillips, 2 more goals. For the Red Bulls, and I'll tell you, with the Red Bulls, no lead is safe with them. They had a 3-0 lead, and they were sweating it out in the end against a team that had been eliminated from playoff contention, the Columbus Crew, and the Crew had nothing to lose, but if there is going to be a major question mark about the Red Bulls entering the playoffs, as well as they're playing, as well as they take leads, it is protecting the leads in the last 10, 20 minutes of the match. And when you've got a situation where every goal is important in a total goal, aggregate goal series, that could come back to haunt them big time in the end in their quest to get to MLS Cup.
It's going to be something to watch. It's going to be quite a playoffs this year. The New York City FC, they really... I don't want to say they stuck up the joint, because D.C. is a hot team right now, and they're very dangerous. They've won 4 in a row, including the 3-1 win on Sunday over NYCFC. So they could be a team that could very well surprise and maybe get all the way to the final.
Unfortunately, I did not see that game. I only saw highlights. I expected, because I was covering the Red Bulls game, you could only be in one place at one time. And I didn't have time to really look at the entire game today. But I expected more out of NYCFC, which has been a pretty decent road team this year. Yes, there's no doubt about it that DC United is one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in the league, and a dangerous team in the playoffs, definitely. But I expected more out of NYCFC. They still have a lifeline to clinch second place. They play Columbus this coming weekend at Yankee Stadium. Don't ask me why Columbus is going to New York back-to-back games at the end of the season. I know they have some stadium issues, but I would expect a three-point result for the home team on Sunday unless they go out and stink up the joint.
Mike, one of the things that I interested in knowing, you got two teams in New York at the Major, and then you got the Cosmo, of course. And, you know, the attendance situation, you know, because it's, you know, the game, even though it's a beautiful game and we like it, but there is an alternative of making money. How do they draw, and how many people, you know, how do you see the soccer surviving in New York?
You're talking about the Cosmos or overall?
Overall. The competition.
Well, yeah, I see, you know, the Red Bulls have New Jersey. NYCFC has New York. And that's the Hudson River is, the unofficial line of demarcation between the two, although they got fans on both sides of the Hudson. I don't see it as surviving. How much can they thrive? I am disappointed with Red Bull Arena, the Red Bull fans, because they consistently fail to, sell out the place. And that is a team that's fun to watch. Yes, they have a lot of drama at the end of games, particularly on the road, but they throw in enough close ones at home as well, too. But they should be filling up that place. NYCFC, another fun team to watch when you have players like David Villa, Frank Lampard, if he ever gets back to 100% healthy again, and Andrea Pirlo, among others. Of course, they play in a baseball park, and I don't have to tell you anything about the fact that why it might be good atmosphere for baseball, not very good atmosphere, actually horrible atmosphere
for soccer.
But they're getting 25,000-26,000 a game. Quite frankly, I'd love to see NYCFC get a Soccer Pacific Stadium, find a place somewhere in the city where they could build a little ground for themselves, 25,000 to 30,000. The Cosmos, they are struggling big time. They're getting maybe these days at best 3,500. Very disappointing. I think they're the best team in the NASL, but they are struggling to get fans in the seats at Sherwood Stadium and Hofstra University. And we've all heard all sorts of rumors about whether or not the NASL is going to be back next year, which does not help them or any other team that wants to go forward.
Let's not forget Red Bulls, too. They're hosting the final on Sunday against Swope Park Rangers at Red Bull Arena. So they're going to hopefully draw some people.
Well, it's possible. You know, I think last year we were talking about New York teams sweeping the major leagues. This year it could happen. Teams are positioned again. You've got Red Bull, too, going for the USL Championship, not unlike what Rochester did last year. The Cosmos, I'd have to put them as the favorites going into the playoffs because they potentially have two home games, and they're very difficult to beat at home. And then you've got either the Red Bulls and NYCFC, I'd love to see them battle each other in the Eastern Conference Finals, because I at least will have one New York team in at MLS Cup. But I think it would just raise the roof for the here in New York City and its environs in terms of soccer interests. It would be, I think, bigger than Rangers Islanders hockey.
Another question that related to the Cosmo: do you see the North American Soccer League merging? Almost the team abandoned North American Soccer League and go with USL.
Well, actually, about 7-8 years ago, that league split. They had teams from the USL that went their own way to form the North American Soccer League, and I know that there are different owners, different teams now. I don't know if they'd be willing to do that, quite frankly. I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough to really get more than that comment. It would be an interesting marriage for sure, but I just don't know if the powers that be of both leagues are interested or had talked about it at all. But I know the NASL losing teams to MLS, for expansion teams, and having some other ones in financial difficulty, the future does not look very bright for them right now, unless they could bring in a few new teams and a few millionaires or even a billionaire, if they could find one.
Well, Michael, we certainly have that to talk about, but next week we'll preview the MLS playoffs. It should be very interesting. We'll very likely have a new champion as Portland needs to win away from home, which they haven't done all season. So we'll see how that goes, but we'll talk about that next week. So enjoy the matches. They're all at the same time on Sunday, 4 o'clock. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Bye-bye. That'll do it for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass tonight. Thanks to Abby Dahlkemper, Aaron Heifetz from the U.S. Women's National Team. It's been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.